Welcome back to the National Defense Network. It's Randy Miller, and we're here with Joel Farahani and Adam Bessa of the brand new Extracted 2. Tyler Rake is back. And you guys are the reason he's back. You guys are the reason he's still alive.
Yes, you have to keep him alive.
Yes. I feel so safe in this room with you two.
Really? You can. You're in good hands.
How is it like for you, Gold, to do all of these action scenes knowing that you got two of the best action stunt people in the world working with you? Does it intimidate you? Does it make you more secure? How do you...
It makes me feel really inspired and safe because I know that I'm in good hands and they're doing everything, both of them, Sam and Chris, because Chris is also one of those actors that is ready to go out of his way for you to look better. So really, it made me feel really safe and confident and inspired. Also watching Chris, that is such a hard worker and he is just pushing the limits, boundaries, both Sam and Chris. And also, I think it inspired all of us, and also working with the stunt team, to really give our 110%. Like, nobody came on this project with, like, less than 100%. We all went and dive in there, and we gave everything we could. And I must say, we were inspired. I was inspired by our coach, Daniel, the stunt team, Sam as the director, Chris, Adam, all of us. It was really a great teamwork.
And Adam, I'll tell you too. So we have a huge listening audience of active duty military veterans and their families. And after extraction, the first extraction, all we got were just positive reviews. I mean, that you guys got it right, that you made it authentic, that you and you, like you said, I mean, you guys dive in and you strive for perfection.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's got to be tough. Number one, because you got to get it right.
That's the spirit. Yeah, that's the challenge. Definitely. When you get involved in a project like that, you can feel that. Yeah. Have to be in the top of your game. Everybody's involved, from, you know, military training to fighting training to stunt training to production design. Everybody tries to make it not only right, but something new, something that pushing the boundary, something we've never seen before, something, you know, you put yourself to danger, to a test, and you want to be in the top of your game. So that's really the spirit of Extraction, really.
Yeah, and this Extraction 2, you extract, it's more personal, right? Because this is Tyler's former sister-in-law and her family getting her out of a prison. And Goal, is it just me, or did it seem like there was a little more heart in this version?
Of course. I think that was the aim of especially Sam, because I think these days with VFX and everything, you can do incredible action stuff.
Right.
First of all, there is not much VFX in this movie. They really landed that helicopter on the moving train.
Yeah,
they
were and it really was on fire.
Yes. I mean, yes, they were doing it. It's not VFX. They wanted this heart because they're coming from that school. Sam is coming from there and he wants to do things and he didn't want to add a lot of VFX. And of course, for Sam, all these moments of breathing, bringing emotions, bringing connections, and that the fact that the audience would care for the characters, this was something he was really fighting for. Because in this consumer world, we just want to consume even action movies and not to connect. The movies can look like a TikTok video that you just don't get any connection to the movie. But this one, you actually connect. Yesterday in the theater when he gets shot and die, the whole audience weren't like, everyone were so, you could feel the loss in there. And this is, I think, what the gift of this movie to the audience, that they will watch incredible action scenes and they will get involved emotionally.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, exactly.
Experience. I would encourage everybody to make Extraction their distraction from everything that's going on, because it's just a great...
Extraction, what beautiful,
it's a
man.
It's great movie. Thank you so much
for
taking the
poetry.
Time.
Thank you.
We'll be right back here on National Defense Network.